So yesterday, we got towards the end of Yoredeh, Siman Kuf Tes Vav Sif Aleph, and the Ramah told us a bunch of rules. But we're going to just quickly go over the end of yesterday. Milk, real Cholav Akum, if it's heated up in a pot, will aser the pot. According to most poskim, for it to be batal, if it falls into a mixture, it needs to be batal b'shishim. The Ramah told us that Gvinas Akum, which we haven't really learned about yet, we'll learn about that Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. So Gvina also asers the Kalim. And the Shach is Medaik in the Ramah that it is also only Batal B'Shishim. So both milk and cheese of the Eina Yehudi that are bona fide Isser will aser the Kalim and are only Batal if they fall into a mixture if they're Batal B'Shishim. Then the Ramah told us about butter. Butter is much more lenient, which we'll learn about in Sif Gimel. We didn't get there yet. Butter is not doesn't need shishim. It's batal b'rov, and it's not going to aser the kelim. So the Chochmas Adam writes in terms of the gvina and chalav that even though the generally accepted opinion is that you need shishim to be mevata the gvina and the chalav. But he says there is room to be made of b'shas hadchak that too will be batal barov in extenuating circumstances. Okay, now let's move on to do the end of Sif Aleph in the Ramah. The very end, last couple lines. Chalav shel goyim. So we have bona fide chalav akum shene asra that became asa. Eino moil im yasu achakach gvinos ochem a mimeno. It's not going to help if you now turn that forbidden milk into cheese or butter. Now, we haven't really learned about cheese and butter, but cheese, we've learned, the Gemara tells us, in Daf Lamed Hey, that non-kosher milk does not turn into cheese. What's it called in English? Curdle? Maybe? Okay, non-kosher milk will not turn into cheese. Now, cheese is also for a different reason, for many reasons, which we'll discuss tomorrow. Non-kosher milk does not turn into cheese, but it can be stuck there in the middle of the cheese and the holes of the Swiss cheese. You can have there a little bit of non-kosher butter that didn't turn into cheese, non-kosher milk in the middle of the holes of the cheese, Swiss cheese, because it didn't turn into cheese, but the non-kosher milk can still be there. So says the Rama, if the milk is usher, even though It might be 100% from the cow, but we have something called chalav akum. So it's chalav akum. Now I want to turn it into cheese or butter, which cannot be created from non-kosher milk. That's not going to help me. Eino moel. It's not going to help me. It's usher. Once it's usher, it remains usher. When something's usher, it's very hard to make it mutter. So again, says Rama, chalav shel goyim shenesra, bona fide chalav akum, that's aser.
You mean it's aser? Of course it's aser.
Right, of course it's aser. Well, you might say the fact that you turned it into cheese and non kosher milk can't turn into cheese must be that really we see that it was kosher milk all along and it's okay. Therefore, the Rama is telling us, no, we don't work like that. Chalav shel goyim shenesra, ain't a mobile. It's not going to help me. Me'asu achakach gvino sochema. It's chalav akum, it's aser, and it doesn't matter what you do to it, it remains aser. From it, ela nisheret bi'isura. It remains aser. V'chol ma'ashen asa mimena, aser. Turn it into whatever you want, cheese, butter, ice cream, whatever you want, it remains aser. However, look at the shach, sifkat yilchas. Says the shach. Davka b'stam chalav. We're talking about milk, regular milk. Aval kisha'ani yodim sheda'asa ove kochavim haya la'asos gvinos me'achalav. If we know that the Eino Yehudi, when he milked the cow, his intentions were to turn this milk into cheese. Mutu lisho la'asos achakach mimene gvinos. So then it won't become aser. It will become mutter, and you can turn this milk into cheese. Like we're going to see in Sif Beis in the Ramah. So let's jump to the Ramah of Sif Beis. The Ramah of Sif Beis by the big Chaf Aleph in the Shach Says the Rama. Okay, this is the Rama that the Shach and Sifkat Yirchas is sending us to. Imra'a asiyas agvinos. If you saw the making of the cheese, v'lo ra'a ha'chaliva, but you didn't see the milking of the cow. He milked the cow, you weren't there at all. But now you oversaw the cheese, but you didn't see the milking. Says the Rama, yesh lahatir b'di'eved. B'di'eved, it's going to be mutter. Why? Ki ein lacho shema irevo davar tameh. We're not concerned that the Eino Yehudi mixed in non-kosher milk into the kosher milk when he did the milking in order to get milk to make cheese. Me'acha she'asa gvinos min achalav, since he made cheese from the milk, ki davar tamei eina omeid. Non-kosher milk is not omeid, does not stand, does not, I think the word is curdle, I'm sure, it does not turn into cheese. So the guy certainly did not mix in non-kosher milk. His whole intention is to make cheese, and non-kosher milk is just going to get in the way. It's not going to turn into cheese. This idea comes from Tosus. Tosus has a very strong lashon. I think that's quoted from Rabbeinu Tam. It says, Ein ha'ovde kochavim shotim. The ovde kochavim are not idiots. To mix in non-kosher milk. It's not going to turn into cheese. This is a cheese factory. He's only milking the cow. He's only creating the milk. He's milking the cow in order to get the cheese. So why is he going to take non-kosher milk? It's not going to turn into cheese. He's not such a shota, says Post. He's not such an idiot. So the Ramah is passing like this. La We know his intention is to make cheese. If his intention is to make cheese, and when he milked the cow, he knows this is the milk. I'm making milk to make cheese. So therefore, he for sure not going to use non-kosher milk, and therefore that milk is okay. When we come back home, says the Rama, but you're still not allowed to drink that milk as such. We need two ingredients, says the Rama. We need that his intentions is when he milked the cow is to make cheese, A. B, we need that he actually made the cheese, that the cheese was actually made. You can't just say, stop halfway and say, okay, he did it for the cheese, so he for sure didn't mix in non-kosher milk, let's just make a shahakal and drink the milk. That you can't do. He has to make the cheese. Now, look at the Shach Sifkat HaBeis does not love this hat there. Shas of Kadra Bez, Yeshati B'diavi, Bagos Ashri. Uve Isra Heta, Aruch Sham Isa, De'en Hatizeh, El Bamakom, Hefsim Aruba. He says, this is not a, you know, something B'diavi, this is only B'hefsim Aruba. You really have to oversee the milking as well as the cheesing. But B'diavi, Lashon Rama, Lashon Shah, B'hefsim Aruba. Since we know that he intended on making the cheese, and he did in fact make the cheese, so it's not going to have the issa that we saw at the end of Sif Aleph. We have the heter of the Shach over there, Sif Katiyachet, which is the Rama over here in Sif Beis. Now, the Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, the Mati Yonatan, which appears in the fancy Friedman letter Yud, he basically asks, like, how does this work? At the end of the day, he milked the cow without supervision. So his intentions was, who cares? We have an issa called Chalav Akum. So how does this work? So it could be that that's what the next Shach is explaining to us. Sifkat and Chav Dalit, Chav Gimel, look at Sifkat and Chav Gimel. Okay, Sifkat and Chav Gimel. V'davka shekonim imenu schum gvinot o lefi ha-mishka. So now the Shach is saying, it's only when you're going to buy from the Eino Yehudi, you're not buying milk from him. You have a cheese order. Okay, he milked the milk without supervision, going to make cheese. But you're ordering cheese. You ordered cheese from him. And you were supposed to supervise the milking, but you missed it. And since we know that the non-kosher milk, Eino Ome, does not turn into cheese, Eino Ma'arba Davar Tame. So he's not going to mix in Davar Tame, so the cheese is going to be okay. I have the word hachalav added, but if you buy the milk from him, you're buying a measure of milk, that's no good. So the way Rav Moshe Feinstein formulates this in Yoredeya, Digos Moshe, Yoredeya Aleph, Siman Mem Tes. It's a long one. Towards the end, Dibur Maskel, the paragraph Aval Hashach B'Sifkaton Yudches. So Rav Moshe says like this: Mashe Bali Yad Yisrael Lasos Gvinos. When I get that milk, now the question is who's making the cheese, which we have to discuss tomorrow. Is the guy making the cheese? Am I making the cheese? That relates to how to understand Gvina Sakal, which we'll discuss tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, Tamashe Bali Yad Yisrael Lasos Gvinos Lo Nidom Kabal Yado Chalav. When I get that milk, but the milk is to make the cheese, so even though I get it in milk form, says Rav Moshe, that's not considered I get the milk. El kabol liyado gvinos. I got the milk in order to make the cheese. Let's say we're working together. I'm working together with the Eli Yehudi. He did the milking. I was supposed to be there. I wasn't. Now he gives me the milk. We're going to make the cheese. So it's not like he gave me the milk. Oh, the milk is usher. I didn't supervise the milking. But it's as if he gave me the cheese, even though he gave me the milk. But he gave me the milk that his intentions was to turn it to cheese, and we're going to turn it to cheese. And we do turn it to cheese, and therefore the cheese will be mutter. El kebol liyado gvinot, miach asherak lezeb ol liyado. That's why I got the milk, is to make the cheese. Lechein lo nasa adayin lav iser hachalav, rak kishe yishte hachalav. Only if I stop midway and drink it as milk, then it's aser. That's what the Rambam told us. You can't drink the milk midway. Okay, this milk has to be made, it was intended for cheese, and it was in fact used for cheese. And then the next paragraph he says again, Damashe bat lidei Yisrael lasos gvina, that which came to the Jewish hand to make the cheese. He got them in the form of milk, but it's to make the cheese. Lo nechshav kabal liyado chalav. It's not considered milk coming to his hand, milk chalav akum. It's coming to his hand in order to make cheese, it's like cheese. And the cheese is going to be done properly. And when he did the milking, he did it with intentions to turn it into cheese, so the Jew did not have quote unquote chalav akum, because it's considered like it went straight into the gvina form, and the gvina is going to be mutter because the intentions of the guy was to turn it into gvina. You did turn it into gvina. No one would mix in non kosher milk when they are making gvina. That is Rav Moshe's explanation of this din in the shach of Sifkat Yudches and the Ramah of Sif Beis. Okay. Now, one more point that does not appear here in Shulchan Aruch, which is a very interesting and important point here in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the concept of Avkas Chalav Nachri. When you buy any non-Mahadrin chocolate bar, it will say on it that it contains Avkat Chalav Nachri. Okay, Chalav Nachri is what we're talking about. Chalav Akum. What is Avka? Avka is powder. Powder. It's powdered milk. So what is the status of Avkat Chalav Nachri? So the Mahadrin Hachsherim in Eretz Yisrael treat Avkat Chalav Nachri just like regular Chalav Nachri. They will not give it a Mahadrin Hachsher where they require something to be Chalav Yisrael. However, there are many Mekilim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was Mekil. And he held that it's not milk, and it's not cheese. We have gzera against milk, we have gzera against cheese, which we didn't really learn about yet. And it's not milk, it's not cheese, it's something else. And this something else, there was no gzera on this something else, and therefore, kama shenishtana tzurasa umahuso. It changed its form, it changed itself entirely before it came to the hands of the Jew. There's no gzera against avkat chalav nachri. So says the Tzipes of Frank, I can be careful on Chalav Yisrael for regular milk, but when it comes to Avkat powdered milk, which is used to make all the chocolate bars, not necessary. Now there's a whole discussion what the Chazon Ish exactly holds on this matter. On the one hand, he held that Avkat Chalav Nachri is milk, and they heated it up, whatever, they removed the liquid from the milk, so they were left with the powder. So he says, it's not that it's not milk and it's not cheese. It's not cheese, but it is milk. It's milk that you remove the liquid from and you're left with the powdered form. So the gzera of milk should apply on avka just as much or almost as much as it applies to regular milk. Now, the Chazon Ish was not fully opposed to the heter of Rav Moshe, that governmental supervision plays a role. And he did say, if you have the government supervision, which we do, and you have the fact that it's avka, maybe there's room for leniency. There's a whole discussion of the Chazon Ish was really makel, he wasn't really makel. Okay, that's all discussion. Bottom line is that the meaning in Eretz Yisrael for those people who are makbid on Chol of Yisrael and careful to have Mahajin Hashirim is that they don't eat those products that have Avkat Chol of Nachri, just like they don't drink regular Chol of Nachri. You have the Heter from Moshe, whoever wants to align Heter from Moshe can feel free to do so. But is this better? There's a lot of room to make with this Avkat Chol of Nachri. It happens to be that that is not the minhag. I was recently asked to go to Rav Nemezov with the following question. There was a boy who comes from an American family in Eretz Yisrael. A regular Haredi family, and they keep Chol of Yisrael, and they only eat Mahajin Hechsher. So, they don't eat all those, you know, delicious Hershey bars that they perhaps grew up on. Now, the boy from this family got engaged to a girl from a very chashiva family. The father's a Talmud Chacham. And he probably learned the sugya. And his family they keep Chol of Yisrael, but they eat Avkas Chol of Nachri. So here's the boy, he comes from a family that doesn't eat it. But they don't not eat it. Why don't they eat it? Stop, because they don't eat it. It's not that his father did a research and did a whole chabura on the topic. He just went with the flow. We go with the flow. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael not to eat it, he went with the flow. He never thought twice about it. So now he says, well, I'm marrying into this chashiva family. My father was a chashiva Talmud Chacham. He probably learned the sugya. And he came out that it's okay. And as we said, there are a lot of mekilim. So he wants to now be mekil. He sent me to Rav Nemezal to ask the shayla. So I read to Rav Nemezal, and he seemed agitated by the shayla. He did not appreciate it. And he said that the boy should continue with the approach that he was raised with and continue to not eat from the Avkas Chol of Nachri. So now, one who's not makbid Chol Yisrael relies on the Heter from Moshe, so there's nothing to talk about. For sure it's Moshe. One who is makbid Chol Yisrael, so that, again, there is room to be makel, and the minig in Eretz Yisrael is to be machmir. What is the minig in the Chutz Laretz? I don't know if there's I never heard of Chutz Laretz that people were makel, but maybe it's different over there. I do not know. Okay, so that is the end of Kuf Tes Vav Aleph, and the end of Kuf Tes Vav Beis. And tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will do the beginning of Kuf Tes Vav Beis, which is the exciting sugya of Gvinas Akum.